Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I am going to send you 10 inspiring, informative, empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you to create that life you desire. And just so you know, those tools and techniques that I'm sharing with you in those videos are the same tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, divorce, when I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, when I had the near-death experience. It's all there. And you get to see my puppies there talking about pet therapy. So to sign up for the newsletter, just go to AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to share some events here that I've got coming up if you want to mark your calendars. This is for anyone who lives in the Southern Ontario area of Canada. I'm going to be teaching a Reiki energy healing on your pets. Now, this is level one Reiki course. You will actually be getting a level one Reiki certificate at the end of the training. And you'll learn how to work on your pets and people. Now, this training is happening Monday, October the 7th, and the part two is happening on Tuesday, October the 8th, and that is from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. For more details about the training and what we're going to be covering, if you go to the events page on my website, AskSueLondon.com, look all that over, and if you want to get signed up, email me right away at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. There is limited seating for this, just to let you know, so I don't want to see anybody get disappointed for that. So again, to sign, to get more details about this training, if you go to AskSueLondon.com, the events page for Monday, October 7th, the details are there. And to get signed up, the first step is to email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And also, I am in the process now of setting up that same training to happen in Rhode Island when I'm going to be in town December 3rd to the 6th. So if you're interested in doing that same training, but down in that area, just send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. So that's the events for the week. What's new with you, my friend Christopher?
Well, it's back to school this week. All the kids went back to school. Actually, they went back to school last week, but this is like the first official. I know they went back a couple days before Labor Day, which I'll never understand. But anyway, this is the official back to school week. The homework's starting to come in, and you know, Adrian's bringing home some homework, and people, you know, they need to be driving a little extra carefully, you know, when they're out there on the road.
And did Adrian sleep the night before he started, or was he, you know, excited, nervous? What kind of emotions? Or were mom and dad a little bit like excited to see him go back? Or,
well, there was excitement absolutely there. But what I will say is that he did go to bed very early, as you know, if he was sleeping or not, I don't know, but he did go to bed early.
Well, I know here for us in Canada, school went back Tuesday of this week, and my grandson went into grade two. And the night before, he was up until about 10:30, kind of nervous. He the topic of our show is perfect today because he has gone through being bullied a lot last year, and because of that, he didn't want to go back. So our topic is perfect today for, you know, my own grandson, but many other kids. But when he did get to school, that first night of school, my daughter called and she says, "Mom, you're not going to believe this. That kid was sleeping by 6:30 at night." And he's not one to go to bed that early. So he was pretty tired after the first day. But hard to believe summer's over now, isn't it?
It's not over, Sue. Don't say that. It's okay, not well, officially I'm over. Actually, I was going to say the autumnal equinox.
Pardon?
You know where it's the autumnal equinox. You've heard of that, right?
Okay.
I thought you knew about science, Sue. The autumnal equinox is, and I might be saying it a little wrong. It's in autumn when the sun's rays shine directly on the equator and we have an equal day and an equal night. And that officially is the first day of autumn or fall, which falls this year, I think. Let me check the calendar. It looks like September 22nd.
Okay. Well, I've always heard September 21st is your first day of fall.
It changes. So. It goes back and forth.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, if you talk to my hubby Ross about that kind of stuff, he's like right in there with you. But if you want to talk about like inspirational stuff or energy or anything like that, I'm right there.
Well, Ross is listening and he's nodding his head as I speak. So that's good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, way to go. Yeah. Chris, getting her on the spot there, making her speechless. Who knew that could happen, right?
Never.
So, as you know how I always say, I always, you know, learn something new, start a new adventure, whatever. Well, with the new season, I've started a new course. I'm doing an online training actually myself. I wanted to take this time and take my health to even a higher level. I always like to, you know, as you know my story with health, if there's something I can learn. So I started this week doing a course all about self-healing and nutrition. So as I'm doing this course more, we're going to be talking more about what I've been learning. And you know the first thing that I learned? You know how I've been talking about I've been just going crazy canning beets?
Wow, you're not pickling them, are you?
I am. I'm
no.
bringing some down for you.
Oh, we joke about this in the morning show every day. That's an inside joke at the station.
Okay,
my face turns green when I hear pickled beets. That's the food I hate most out of all foods.
Oh, well, you know what? I think that, you know, the Christmas walk that I'm coming
stroll,
down for?
The stroll. Yeah,
stroll.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring a jar down, and I'm going to have it there on the table so everyone can see that you're eating one because you have got to try my pickled beets. This is my first year doing them, and everybody is like going crazy for them. Friends are calling and saying, "Can I get another jar of it?" And it's great, and it's so healthy for you.
Now, I love Sue, but do I love her enough to eat pickled beets? I guess we'll find out.
Yes, you do. You do. I mean, my daughter thought that was the grossest thing, right? Then she tasted them, and then she said, "Mom, do you think you have any time that, you know, maybe you want to pickle some for me?" So if my kids want to eat healthy, you know, I'm right there, and it just worked out perfectly. So I canned my kids a half a bushel. So they're all eating these beets that they thought they would never like. So don't say never. Never, my friend.
Well, you know, we keep having these conversations every week. I may lose weight because I won't want to eat anything talking about pickled beets.
Well, especially I'm coming into town, so you got to prepare yourself.
I know. Protein shakes and all that stuff.
You know, that's what I had this afternoon was a protein shake, and I had strawberries that Ross and I had picked in our local strawberry patch there.
That sounds good.
I love that. It was delicious. So, yeah. So, awesome stuff. But we got to talk about the show today. We got an incredible show today.
Great topic.
Great topic, exactly. Folks, we are going to be talking about how to deal with bullying. Now, you heard me say, you know, that we have watched our grandson going through things in the last year. Myself, personally, I was bullied in my school years as well. Chris, were you a bully or were you ever bullied?
You know, not as badly as some other children. I would be on the receiving end, but it was more of a verbal thing. It wasn't a physical thing. And I guess verbal would be included in that.
Yeah, I think bullying is emotional or physical. I went through both. And I'm watching our grandson that he went through both. So today we've got our guest is Chasen Crosley. And he's got such an amazing story I guess what we should do, because I'm looking, we're almost at commercial break. We talked a long time today, Christopher.
Well, we had a lot to talk about.
Well, how about we tell everybody about our guest and then maybe bring him on, then go to commercial break? Does that work for everybody listening? We're going to kind of throw off the schedule here today.
That's a plan with potential.
Okay, perfect. Well, folks, let me tell you about this amazing guest, and then we're going to bring him on quickly. His name is Chasen Crosley, and he was born on June the 15th, 1983, in Los Angeles, California. Now, this amazing guy, he grew up without an active father. But unfortunately, the missing piece is that Chasen believes was the primary driving force that eventually led him to joining a gang. He did not have his father living at home with him. Now, by the age of 12, he had left home, and he had joined his first gang. Chasen was raised primarily by his mother with the help of his aunt and uncle. They lived with the daily presence of drugs in the same house. Now, Chasen felt that in order to deal with his daily pain, he had absolutely no choice but to run away and live in the streets. Now, Chasen has always loved being on the stage, and although he had to act tough on the streets, he took advantage of any chance he got to perform in drama class. Now, Chasen is now married, and he has two children. He is the president of the Los Angeles Trades Technical College Speech Club, president of a Toastmaster Club, my favorite club of all in the world, Toastmasters, and is a keynote speaker. Now, currently, Chasen is working on his BA in business. He is also a counselor and working on Skid Row, assisting homeless veterans to obtain housing and employment. Now, I know all of you are going to be listening, have lots of questions, so please, I encourage you to phone in today. Ask Chasen or I or Christopher your questions. Now, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819, or you can ask us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, Chasen, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. I'm so excited to have you here. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I want you to share more details about your story, and then we'll get into how you can help to deal with bullying. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds excellent.
Perfect. Well, folks, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, like I said, Chasen's going to help you all to deal with bullying. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, folks, we have Chasen Crosley here with us, and our topic is how to deal with bullying. Now, Chasen, before the break, I was sharing a little bit about your past and what you've been through, but can I get you to share your story with everybody listening now before we go into how to deal with bullying?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, okay. Everything you said was on point, and I grew up in a broken home, a home where my mother struggled with drug use. My auntie and my uncle also struggled with drug use. My father wasn't around. I knew who my father was, but he wasn't around. He wasn't active. And, you know, everything in life, you have a choice.
Yep.
So it was a choice for me to become a gang member. I didn't have to do it, but when you're dealt limited amount of cards, you only have so many choices. So I made the choice to join a gang. It was very rough growing up, not having a lot, but my mother did make it look as if we had a lot. She wouldn't let us have a poverty mentality. We thought that we had everything.
Yep.
And she never let us feel another way. When it comes to emotional, I wouldn't say that my mom was there because she struggled with her drug addiction and there was a lot of hypocrisy there. But when it comes to as far as just taking care of her kids, she did that 100%. I'm 100% thankful for that.
Okay. So now, so you actually were like 12 years old. You ran away from home and you were living on the streets at age 12. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what
happens is when I say I left home, I was back and forth. I was back and forth, getting things straight, back and forth. I would go to a friend's house, back and forth. So I would say that I stayed with my mom, but I was so in and out with gang banging and selling drugs, stealing women, just everything, just a life of just being corrupted. So it was a back and forth, tossed to and fro lifestyle. So, yeah, it was rough.
So, okay, so fast forward. So you were doing all this until what age?
Actually, December of 2006.
Okay.
So what happened is actually in 2004, I had a friend who got killed.
Okay.
And that's where the whole process of me beginning to stop being a gang member started.
Okay.
Because he was with some of my supposedly friends and they left him to die. And so that began the process of me saying, look, you know what? I could die by myself. I don't need anybody to help me.
Yeah.
So I slowly but surely began just to get away from it. And now I'm thankfully all the way out.
Good for you. So what age were you at that age when you made that transition?
In 2004, I was approximately 21. Yeah, because I grew up, and so 21 is a young age, but because I grew up so fast.
Yeah.
And when you grew up in a broken home, what people have to realize is that it does force you to grow up fast because you have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to make certain decisions for yourself. You have to learn how to be a man faster than a lot of people who come up in what we would call a healthy household.
Now, so let me ask you this. Okay, so why do you think people get bullied? What do you think the reason is for that?
Well, see, when it comes to the topic of bullying, I'm really good at it because I was on both sides of the spectrum.
Okay.
And a lot of times the reason why I would bully people is because I saw a lot of aggression at home.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of the ways that my family dealt with people was through aggression and dominating people and usurping authority over people, making people feel low. And because I came from a broken home where I felt low, my main cause was to make everybody feel low. So it's something that starts at home and it's something that's on the inside. It's never the kid being bullied. And that's something that the kids, well, I will say we as the kids need to know that it's not us.
Right, right. And, you know, I have done a lot of work in schools myself and volunteered and taught the reading program to the younger grades and that. And it's the same thing. The kids who did the bullying when you looked into the home life, there was a lot of aggression and anger in these kids and frustration. So, okay. So now, so we're seeing that this is, you know, the personality, I guess you could say, behind the bully, right? So now,
correct.
Why, what do you see the personality of the child who gets bullied?
Well, that's the thing, is that usually a child that's getting bullied is a child who pretty much stands on his own. If you actually look at it, mm-hmm. actually the child being bullied is actually stronger than the child doing the bullying. And here's why. Because okay. usually for you to get bullied, you have to be a child that stands alone.
Okay.
A child that doesn't mind fitting in, and
okay.
a child that doesn't have to fit in the in crowd. All of those three traits right there take a strong individual. So a lot of times when we look at bullying, we look mm-hmm. at the bully being the person that's more dominant, but in all actuality, it's the person being bullied.
Really? Okay. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Wow. Because I know for me, I was mentioning earlier in the show, I was bullied myself in my mid-school years, like in the grade 6, 7, and 8 years. I was one who kind of had low self-esteem, very shy, was on my own. I did my own thing kind of thing. But I would go home every day black and blue, beaten by 3 girls, the same girls, every day for a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you
yeah.
said it. You said you were shy.
Yes.
You
yep.
were by yourself. I mean, it's easy yep. to pick a target when the target is by itself. If you're a popular person like I was in school,
yep.
you're not going to pick on the entire crowd. A bully has to single somebody out
okay.
and say, look, I see that person being scared. I see
yep.
that person as being vulnerable. I could take advantage of that person. A bully is not going to approach someone in the popular crowd or somebody who looks like they have some self-esteem.
Right.
And those are the type of situations that we face on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting. That happened, I guess I was 10, 11 years old to, I guess, 12, 13, I guess in that time frame. And years later, I guess I was about in my 40s. And the one girl who was behind me being bullied by her 2 friends sent me a letter. And she said, I don't think you'll understand this. I don't know if you will, but I have to send you this letter to apologize for beating you, and I need to tell you why. And her story was that she was being abused at home and by her father and bullied, and her parents were splitting up, and her brother was not well. And she had beat me up because there was a boy that liked me, and he didn't like her, and she was just – that was her snapping point. So – but I found that letter to be very healing for me when she apologized. There was something so
yeah,
powerful in
yeah.
that letter, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't you. You realized that it wasn't you.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
demonstrations from home, mm-hmm. all we can do is just reflect and mirror what we see at home. And so a lot of when it comes
yeah.
to and even our TV shows,
yeah.
it promotes dominance. It promotes I'm better than you. It promotes if I hit you, you'll mm-hmm. bow down to me. And so we use our household, man, and we hurt a lot of people not knowing. And a lot of
yeah.
times when it comes to the people that are doing the bullying, we have to understand they really don't know the significance of what they're doing. They're actually being hurt from home, and they're just acting out what they see.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this, because I know I was an individual who had very low self-esteem. I didn't have a good support at home by my parents. I was an only child, and basically my dogs were my siblings. I was an only child, and I dealt with a lot with the low self-esteem, and have changed that over the years. But somebody listening who they have a child who has low self-esteem and is in this place of being bullied, what do you want to say to them? Like, how can they deal with the low self-esteem? What are some things that the kids can do or the parents can do to help the kids?
One thing that I always do is when it comes to children, like I said earlier in the show, is that you're special. And I know that when you're being bullied, you're like, I don't want to hear that. I'm not special. But you really are special. And mm-hmm. each and every one of us on earth, no matter who you are, is a special individual. And the reason why you're being picked out to be picked on is because you're special. And anytime I talk to a kid, I let them know. I said, the reason why you're being bullied, even though you don't like it, and I didn't like it when it was my turn, but it's because you're special. And that's, and sometimes, unfortunately, Sue, that's the cost that we pay for being special. But when it comes to self-esteem, you got to know within yourself that there's something great about you. And as a parent, it's always important to constantly speak over your child's life and let them know. When I go to talk to kids, I always let them know that there's a cost for being great.
Yes.
There is a cost for being great.
You know, folks, if you do not know this already, I have created a book because I've done so much work in sick kids' hospitals and the schools. If you go to my website, you'll see a book called Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. And this book is designed to help build self-esteem, confidence, help children know miracles can happen if they have health problems, if they're being abused, if they don't share their stuff. Check out that book at AskSueLondon.com. It has worked a lot of miracles for a lot of children. And that one of the reasons is just that with building self-esteem. And I do say in there, you are very special, as one of the quotes in there. So yeah, that's good information that you're sharing here, Chasen. Can we take a quick commercial break? Because we've got so much to cover. And then when we come back, let's talk about peer pressure, shall we?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Let's tackle the law today.
It's going quick, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah. Fun.
So, folks,
we're
going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will talk about the peer pressure and what you can do about that. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Chasen Crosley here today with us, folks, and we're talking about how to deal with bullying. If you just joined us, I want to encourage you to listen to the archive show that will be posted on the website TransformationTalkRadio.com. Chasen's story is unbelievable. It is a story about what he went through in his earlier years, left home at the age of 12, joined a gang, and was the bully, did the bullying, and was bullied, and now he has changed and he's helping people in such an amazing, positive way around the world. Chasen, let's talk about peer pressure. That's huge.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
the most important part is that people need to understand that there's two kind of peer pressures.
Okay.
There's two kind. Now, we have direct peer pressure and indirect peer pressure. And I'll break those both down. Now, direct peer pressure is, hey, join our gang. Hey, we want you to be a part of us. Hey, drink this alcohol. Hey, come to this party with us. That's direct peer pressure. That means that they're openly asking you or demanding what they want from you. But then also you have indirect peer pressure. And what is that? Now, if I'm hanging around six or seven people and five of those people are getting drunk, let's just say they're doing alcohol or they're getting high.
Okay.
Now, they haven't asked me to do it with them, but because I hang around them, the peer pressure that comes along with hanging with those guys begins what you call indirect peer pressure. They're not asking me, but because I hang around them so much, they're doing it. It's what we call influence. So the people that we hang around also have a very high effect on our lives, and that's where we get the indirect peer pressure. Prime example, when we talked about bullying earlier in the show, our parents never told us, hey, go hit people. But the indirect peer pressure of what we saw, the influence that was around us, caused us to do make those decisions. So you have indirect and direct peer pressure.
Okay. So how can somebody avoid peer pressure?
Well, the indirect peer pressure is a lot more easier than the direct peer pressure. Now, the indirect peer pressure, basically, you have to change your friends. That is so key. My grandmother taught me birds of a feather flock together. I know people have heard that before, but it's so important. It's so important that as a child, no matter how old you are, matter of fact, this goes for any age of people, that you got to pick good people to be around. You got to be around positive people, because if not, the things that they do in their life will spill over. It'll spill over into your life. And that's where we get a lot of kids experimenting. I mean, just think about it. If you're around straight A students, people who are good, who are positive, you would never want to do drugs. Why? Because my friends that I hang around don't promote that. So you want to be around some good people. Now, the direct peer pressure, one thing I can say that I did, and I got in trouble for this a few times, so I must put that out there. When people asked me to do certain things and I told them no, I was called names. I had to fight. I had to be blackballed from certain groups. But now that I look back on it, it was healthy, because they wanted me to be a part of something that would affect my life. And sometimes as a child or as a teenager or even in high school, a lot of things that we don't tell the children is that, hey, you know what? Sometimes you have to stand your ground. People are going to say mean things about you. I have to tell kids that all the time. I can't control what people say to you. You can't control the way you react to it. So when it comes to the direct peer pressure, sometimes you got to stand your ground. And just understand that it's more important to stand your ground, stand up for what's right, than it is to just give in to something that could eventually hurt you.
Now, what do you think? I think there's like a bullying happening with all this social media as well, and you know, picking on kids and that. And I have all daughters, and luckily they're out of school now. We're on the next generation in school, but. I know our one daughter had a tremendous problem with girls and catfighting and bullying her through social media. What do you want to say to – how can people – I mean, how do you tell your kids don't go on your computer? Or, you know, we ended up having to have our daughter transferred to a different school, and that's what stopped.
Right. Right. And that's something that's so important. Well, the good thing about the social media, Sue, is that we have control over that as parents, and I know that even with a lot of kids that I talk to, they get mad at me if I tell them, don't get on the social network, stay off of it. They feel like I'm going against them. But as a person who really deeply understands bullying, and I know the severity of how social media can really affect our children, sometimes it's best that if it's not going to be positive, don't post it. If you know people that are bullying, when they send you a remark, look, the good thing about social media is that you're not directly in front of the person. You don't have to reply.
Right.
You really don't have to reply.
And
it may sound so simple,
but that's what I had to do with my daughter, just take the computer away. Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I mean, it's healthy.
Yeah.
And once again, I said, sometimes when we make these decisions, we're going to be frowned upon. We're going to be blackballed. We're going to be called mean names. But ultimately, we stay away from those negative environments.
Yes, and that's good message, because sometimes, folks, it's very hard to be a parent and say no. But in these cases, you do have to, you know, stand up to protect your children and help them with that. Is there anything else we need to talk about with peer pressure, or should we go on to family troubles? Have we covered everything about that?
Yeah, when you understand, as long as you understand direct and indirect peer pressure, you can understand how to maneuver around it, most definitely.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, let's talk now about how a child can deal with difficult family trouble. Let me ask you this. You've been in that place where you were a young boy with this happening with the drugs and that in your home. What would you say to a child now, from what you've been through, what their choices would be? What options or what they could do to get help, where to go, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, first things first is that the same thing with bullying is that you have to understand it's not you. Mm-hmm. And if you can, to the best of your ability, still love your parents, because they're making some decisions that, of course, hurt them, but it also hurts you. But ultimately, even through your parents' difficult trials and tribulations, they still love you. Mm-hmm. They still love you. The times that my mother was sober, She treated me like a king. She was just so beautiful as a human being when she wasn't getting high, when she wasn't hanging around people. She was so beautiful as a human being. So we just have to understand, and that's something that a child has to grow up and really grow into, just understanding that people do certain things in life, and it's not really all their fault, because I don't know my mom's story of how she got addicted to drugs. So a lot of times it's better just to try to do our best to find someone that's a lot older to help us, mentor us through that trial. I have a young man that I'm mentoring, and his mother comes out of addiction, and I'm able to identify with him a lot closely than anyone else would. And so when he's going through those storms, it's always good to have a mentor who's like an umbrella to help you sometime, just to talk to you. A lot of children need people to vent, and that's our job. That's our job. Our job as heroes on earth is to be that listening ear, because that's all they really need, is a listening ear, somebody that cares and somebody that understands. So our job as parents, friends, family is to step up to the plate and be that listening ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. Now, and school, of course. Now, were you in school at that point, or were you skipping school?
Yeah, I was in school. I missed a lot of classes, too. I mean, I was so absent, I couldn't tell you who my teacher was. That's not something to brag on, but that's just how bad it was. I was embarrassed, man, that people knew that my mom did drugs.
Yeah.
The sad part, but the reality is that everybody pretty much in my neighborhood grew up without a dad. So that aspect didn't affect me as much, because people wouldn't talk about me not having a dad, because everyone in my neighborhood basically didn't grow up with a dad. But when I was at school and my mother would finally come to a parent conference, if she was high or if she was semi under the influence, I would be totally embarrassed. It's a difficult thing to deal with. And my father wasn't there, so I didn't get jokes about that. But growing up as a man, I didn't have the tools that I needed from a man to show me how to be a man. So that affected me down the line.
Now, is your father in your life now, or no?
My mother passed away in January of 2010, and my father died the next year in July of 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so both of my parents are deceased.
And now you're the father figure. You are the role model.
Yeah, I'm everything.
You're the mentor. Look at you.
Right. I'm that guy. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How do people deal with family on drugs?
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing. And like I said, it's because it's one of those things where, you know, some things in life, we have to go through it to get to it.
Yes.
And some things in life, there isn't any strategic step-by-step process how to get through it. It's better just to get a mentor and just always talk to that person. That's the best advice I can give anybody, is to always have that person in your corner that you can talk to, whether it's email, telephone, in person, somebody who's been there to help you go through it, because it's a gruesome situation. It was not fun seeing my mother with syringes in her arm. It wasn't fun seeing my mother high when my friends were around. It wasn't fun. It was embarrassing. And one thing that I had to learn to do is that, you know what? It's going to be okay. Eventually, this is going to pass through. And when my mother got sober for 14 months, she eventually died, but it got better. It got better. As time goes on, no matter how much rain, no matter how many storms you're going through, it's guaranteed going to get better, no matter what it is.
And, you know, I'm hearing you say over and over in so many different ways, and I hope, listeners, you're all hearing this, is that Chasen is repeatedly saying in different ways, it's very important to have support. You're talking about, you know, mentors and friends stepping in and that. Don't keep all this bottled up inside of you and take it all, that you have to deal with it yourself.
That'll cause rage, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm thinking what I'd like to do now is take an early quick commercial break, and then we come back. Let's talk about what you would suggest parents can do for the parents that are having their kids are being bullied now, what steps they can take and where they can go for help, all these good suggestions and locations. Okay?
All right. No problem.
So, folks, we're going to take that quick commercial break. And when we come back, like I mentioned, Chasen and I are going to give you parents tips and tools to use to help your child who may be getting bullied. To get more details on myself and my courses, go to AskSueLondon.com. Chasen is in the process of having his website finalized, and when we do get those details, when he gets it set up, I will share that on upcoming shows. So for now, any questions that you have for Chasen, if maybe you're too shy to ask, send them to getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and we will definitely forward them on to Chasen and connect you with him after the show. So we're going to take this quick break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I have Chasen Crosley here today, and we have been talking and are still talking about how to deal with bullying. Now, Chasen, I want to take this part of the show and let's help these parents who are their children are being bullied. Let's say a child comes home from school and shares he's been bullied. What do you suggest the parent should do first?
First thing I want to do is that I always want to know what kind of situation are we being in.
Okay.
So when I ask a child, usually I'll ask them, you know, is there anything that you've done or is there anything that you want to tell me that has helped to spark the situation? Not to put a guilt trip on the child saying that it's their fault, but I want to get the full scope of everything that's going on. And as a parent, I would immediately, once I talk to the child, talk to the teachers, talk to the principal. Now, as a child, I'll be all the way honest, and I understand every child that's out there, no matter who you are, you don't want to be known as the child that went tattletale. I totally understand. But as a child, as a teenager, I need you to do me a favor now. Understand the perspective of a parent. That parent's number one obligation is to take care of you and to love you. And sometimes, as a parent, they have to make decisions that may not be popular, but they're healthy. Every teenager right now, Facebook that, Twitter that. That is so important.
Repeat it again, Jason, in case they missed it.
Parents have to make decisions and choices that are not always popular, but they're healthy. You may not get it today, but down the line, you'll understand. That is so important because we don't want the children to make you feel like you're being outcast or mommy and daddy are betraying me. But we as parents have to relay a message and let you know that we love you. We really love you and we really care about you. Even if the people I'm mentoring, I love you too much to sit back and say nothing. There's a proper way to go about it. And I would want to make sure that your child is not being singled out and not put on the spot. But as a parent, yeah, you got to make a choice. You got to make a decision for your child. Most definitely.
The question that we actually have happening in our household with our grandson, he's just gone into grade two. And as I was mentioning earlier, he is shy, very quiet, and he has been getting punched and kicked at recess time. And at the school, during recess, they're outside, and they have a 15-minute break. They have one teacher for the whole school of 2,000 kids that walks around the school. He has been coming home bruised, and he's been sharing what's been going on. And the teacher basically has been saying, well, you got to come tell me. It's been kind of now the question he's been saying, well, should I, my daughter's been coming to us saying, should we teach him to fight? Does he defend himself? What does he stay in the school? What do you say to parents going through situations like that?
Yeah, I don't,
do you say fight back?
As a parent, I never deny putting your child in self-defense courses. Okay. I think it's a beautiful thing. It teaches them self-defense. It teaches them how to be strong within themselves. And I have to be honest, growing up, one thing that my mother did tell me was that you don't let people beat you up. You have to defend yourself. And it's not something where we promote fighting because it's not promoting violence, but it does come to a certain point where you have to block, run. I mean, defense comes in different mechanisms.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I would defend myself, I would run. I would go tail. Sometimes I would have to fight back. I mean, each situation is different, but I cannot tell my daughter, tell my son to just sit there and be a punching bag because it is a possibility that brain damage could happen. I mean, things can happen from violence. Things can happen. So we have to be open-minded when we have the opportunity to put our kids in self-defense. And I tell my daughter this. I tell my daughter, hey, you know, people are going to say mean things, but let me tell you something. You are beautiful. And that's what I say. Our job as parents, as mentors, is we have to constantly feed our children, feed them with the self-esteem and let them know that people are going to do mean things, but this too shall pass, and just continue to encourage them. But make sure that we stay connected with the teacher. If there's a bruise on your son, that needs to be reported.
Yes.
That needs to be reported. I'm the type of parent, Sue, where I have no problems with calling the other parents saying, look, can we talk about this? Because this is not going to continue on. I mean, your child or your grandchildren, those are your pride and joy. And the marks, you know, a work of art on the face isn't too beautiful.
No. Now, do you see from your experience bullying happening at a certain age other than like maybe younger versus older or older versus younger, or it's just no matter what age?
You know what? Bullying, even as an adult, it could happen. I see it a lot in the teens. I see it a lot in the teens, but I see it at grade school.
Yeah.
People say mean things and people say hurtful things. So the bullying may not be as aggressive sometimes in elementary school, but as time goes on, it begins to get more aggressive. As people develop, they get a lot more stronger, a lot more bigger. Yeah, I see the bullying much more progressively getting more aggressive.
Now, for kids that are being bullied at school, and so the parents would, you know, see this happening to their child. They've said to them, you know, what were the circumstances behind it? They've, you know, got the whole story. They've gone to the school. The school's not really doing anything. What's the next step for parents? Do they go to the police? Is there another group they should go to?
That's very important. If you have to go to the police, which I'm hoping that this would be the last straw, hopefully you could talk to the parents. We could work this out as parents. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, Sue, some parents are difficult where they don't want to talk. And there's something that you can do at the school as far as with the principal, where they make sure that your child is escorted from class to class, which may be embarrassing, hey, but those are our kids. And some parents even go as far as changing your kid's school.
Yeah.
And that's all based on how good the school is, because sometimes giving up an education because of somebody who's dealing with something may not be worth it.
So now I'm speechless. Christopher, you're so quiet. Do you have any questions to ask Jason?
Well, the only question I would have, we were talking about it off the air earlier before we brought you on, is how many cases of verbal abuse are there? And do people, I mean, people don't really look at the you know, what comes out of somebody's mouth as abuse. And what's your, you know, what's your take on that?
You know what, Chris, to be honest with you, I think we deal more with verbal abuse than we do with physical abuse, because words hurt. Words hurt. And the old Pee Wee Herman, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones. But it's not true, man. Verbal abuse and verbal bullying is so intense because it comes with a threat. And so when I was being bullied, people said, I would do this to you. Now, they haven't done it to me yet, but the fact that they said it just terrified me so much more than what they would actually do to me. So verbal abuse, man, is something that is so intense. And when I was being bullied, I would have to make sure that I would stay away from certain people, and I would have to make sure that I would tell my mom. And at that time, of course, my mother was dealing with addiction, Chris. But when you deal with verbal abuse, man, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And it goes back to what I said earlier in the show. Man, you got to have that person around you who builds your self-esteem. So when those words come, you know that those words are not true, because people say some evil and mean things that can really crush a person, man. Words really hurt people.
You are so right, and I'm glad that you're bringing this up.
Chris, I think what also we should maybe ask Chasen to share, we've only got 1 minute left, by the way, Chasen. Very quickly, are there signs the parents should look for, be aware of, if their child is being abused physically or emotionally?
Yeah, quick answers.
Yep.
Hey, son, how was your school day? Oh, everything was fine, everything. Well, they're all fine. You know, quick answers. You want to be able to, I know at a certain age, you don't want to be in a shower or the bathtub with your kids, but it's nothing wrong with taking a glance, just seeing what's going on. It's always good. You know, has anybody been touching you? Has anybody been saying some mean things to you? Just staying in constant contact with the kids. I would look at some isolation things, such as, we're going to the park. Do you want to go? Oh, I don't want to go. And they usually would go and usually would have fun, but all of a sudden now they didn't want to go. A big withdrawal from the children is something you want to look at. And you want to make sure that you're looking at body marks. You're looking at body marks and spending time talking to the kids, asking them about their day, so you can get a full understanding of what's going on.
And if they're not eating, is that another sign?
That's important too. Anything that is not normal in their regular activity. I mean, if you got a kid that loves to grub down and all of a sudden he says, I don't want pizza, and pizza is his favorite food, besides a tummy ache, something's going on. Something we need to investigate.
Good point. Now, folks, this is awesome. Chasen, we are so out of time. I could talk with you another hour.
Hey, it goes by quick. It goes by quick.
If you've got questions that you want to ask Chasen after, just email us at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and we will forward them on to Chasen. Chasen, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, no problem.
Today.
Thank you, guys. Chris, thank you, brother. Thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate it so much. I know that for a fact we touched some people today. And to all the parents that are out there, just stay in it. It's a fight, but anything that is important in life is worth fighting for, which is our children.
Very well said, my friend. Folks, like I said, we're out of time. I want to thank our guest, Chasen Crosley, for being with us. And I really want to thank all of you for tuning into the show today. And as I've mentioned before, if there's a topic you want us to cover here on Get Inspired Radio, just email me those details to getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Next week, our guest is Janet Nestor, and our topic is nurturing wellness through radical self-care. So on behalf of our guest, Chasen Crosley, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to get inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's
transformationtalkradio.com.